News Radio WJPF, Lyndon Schuyler is joining us this morning, the Public Health Association. First off, Lyndon, good morning. How are you, ma'am?
Outstanding. Thank you.
One talk yourself? Good so far, but we'll see. It's still early, right? Here we are with the census, you know, and it's interesting, Lyndon, we were having a meeting here talking about a lot of different subjects and the subject of the lack of the census being filled out. And it was interesting because one of the people down at the end of the table were listening and suddenly shows, I just did it. I just filled out my census form, and did it in like no time whatsoever. Why do you think we've seen such a poor response to the census this year?
I think people don't really understand the impact of doing their census. You know, if you want a 30-second history lesson, the first census was in 1790, and the sole purpose was so, you know, George Washington, our new president, knew how many people there were in his new country. And as time has gone on, those census numbers have influenced all sorts of things. And certainly since the 60s, they've influenced how much of our tax money states get back for programs like Medicare and Medicaid and school lunches and roads and bridges and economic development. And just, you know, there's over 300 of them. But I don't think people think about that. They think it's just about how many of us are standing around here. And I think in the political climate that we have, there's a lot of people that don't feel like they want anybody knowing they're here. And so I think all in all, it's just become so muddied. So it's no longer a count. It's no longer anything in some people's minds. It's just government intrusion.
You know, and I find it interesting because so often people, right, talk about the money, $1,600 per head. And we look at it as a financial aspect in many respects. I have a tendency to lean more towards what it means when it comes to representation. Because, sure, you'll get the $1,600 per person, right? That's the estimate there. While at the same time, you know, money in Washington and your representation is also important on how your community is financially impacted. But when it comes to public health, I can see where there's a concern when it comes to the money.
Well, and to take your point, I mean, we were threatened early this census season with the possibility of losing two seats in the House of Representatives because our numbers were so poor. And, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot, especially if you think about it this way. We're lucky because we got two congressmen because it goes north-south, but imagine if that line went east-west and we only had one congressman for all of southern Illinois. But, you know, one thing that I find interesting, I think they've even, you'll have to excuse me, Lyndon, because I just got back from vacation, but I did some light reading, and one of those I seem to have picked up that they've extended the period of time in which the census field operatives can be out working. Did they do that?
The census field, the entire census supposedly now has to be wrapped up by September 30th.
Oh, I thought they'd extended it.
Well, they had extended it, and then they pulled it back.
Oh.
Unless I missed some news over the weekend.
Right. Well, you never can tell over the weekend. It could have been old anyway. But, you know, it was interesting because Lyndon and I were talking on the air before we went on this morning, and it was interesting because Lyndon's idea was that this also had the census and the low return numbers had also kind of been a harbinger of a digital divide in southern Illinois.
You know, we have counties in southern Illinois that are 50% or more without any kind of internet connections. And those same areas, coincidentally, don't even have access to the bigger cell phone plans. You know, their cell phone towers are so far apart that unless you're near one of them, you can't call to certain areas. And when you think about the fact that, okay, this is 2020, and now we have schools online, we have, of course, shopping online, we have people that have been having to attend church online, and you have all of these different things that we depend on in our everyday lives that a lot of us were able then to transfer doing online. And you have this whole section of Southern Illinois, probably about 12 or 14 counties, that have such poor internet connection or such sparse internet connection that they don't have that access.
If somebody was thinking about this money in $1,600 over 10 years, there's economic multipliers that I think also are significant when it comes to this. We've seen some communities with great internet access have really shabby returns. Carbondale's a good example, but then again, there's a college student question there as well. If there was one way this money was used, which people would be surprised about when it comes to the public health sector, what would it be, you think?
Oh, wow. One area that would be a surprise. Emergency response.
Yeah. EMT services.
A lot of people might not think about emergency response. Not just EMT, but just the whole, you know, again, I'm going to kind of talk about, floods, tornadoes. When we have just, you know, these gigantic storms that take out whole cities and sometimes whole counties. Think about the forest fires that are happening in California. I mean, yes, they're happening in California, but there's nothing that says they can't happen somewhere else, and how they just cut off whole communities. And suddenly you have to have every single person out there that even understands the concept of emergency response coming in to make sure that there are, you know, that everyone who can be saved is saved, that, you know, finding survivors in the rubble afterwards. Obviously looking for those that didn't get out.
Yeah, I think that's a great example, and because you can take that and say we're piling on at this point, because you talk to the people who head up these rural fire districts, they can't get volunteers. They're already behind the eight ball. Money would put them even further behind the eight ball. I can't tell how many times I see a volunteer fire department or fire department somewhere doing a fundraiser so they can buy baseline equipment. So, yeah, I get that. Lyndon Schuyler is joining us this morning, Public Health Association, the census. So the clock is literally ticking right now when it comes to being able to complete that census and get that done. I've noted several people said we've gotten pounded by mail, you know, but our census, I haven't personally. But then again, I got the first notice and I filled mine out, you know, just like that. It was not a big effort. But a lot of communities are this year. There's a lot of scrutiny on this, unprecedented because of the lack of return, I think, COVID-19. There's always been difficulties. I mean, it used to be a parable, literally, where you from the government? I ain't asking. Get out, you revenuers, right? I mean, it's almost a cultural phenomenon in the 40s and 50s when the government man come around asking who you were and how many lived in your house. I thought we'd got past that, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm not sure how to respond to that.
Yeah.
We'd like to think we've gotten past that, but we still have people in rural areas, again, that don't understand. And the really saddest part about that is the people in the rural areas often are the ones who depend on this the most. They are the people who might have to depend on the health department. They are the people who might be affected by floods and tornadoes, and for whom emergency response is life or death. And these are often the people that just don't understand that the census can affect whether or not there are emergency responders coming to their area, even. You know, I tell the story sometimes. Imagine that you are in a community of 100 people, but on the census, there's only 57 people. So there's a tornado. The emergency responders come prepared to take care of 57 people. What happens to the other 43?
Right. I think it's a good illustrating point. I really do. Lyndon Schuyler is joining us this morning. So somebody's listening today and they say, look, I've already filled out the census. Well, you know, you could always reach out to some of your family. Did you fill out the census? This is one of the more important things in an inherently rural area that we see our money return to our communities. And that's sometimes I have a tendency to cut it that. See, that's my money. I want it back. I don't know if that's greedy or whatever, but that's still one of the perspectives that I kind of hold on to. It's mine. I want it.
Sure. And you want those services. You want those streets. You don't want to drive your car into that pothole. You want to see crosswalks and bike lanes. And you want your children or your nieces or nephews or, you know, all the children around you to have books that aren't 10 years old. You want them to sit in a classroom that isn't leaking when it rains. You want them to have heat and air conditioning in that classroom so they can learn. It's very simple.